I guess the news that Victoria is having a crack at the Commonwealth Games, and the fact that we're the only bidder, and the fact that it's going to be predominantly in regional Victoria, would have lots and lots of people very excited, none more so than the CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo, Craig Neiman. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Robert. How are you going?
Yeah, very well. That's exciting news, isn't it?
Very exciting. We've been talking Regional Cities Victoria, which is a group of the 10 biggest regional cities, Ballarat, Geelong, Bendigo, the Wangaratta's, Shepparton's, Mildura's, etc. I've been talking about this with the state government for quite a while, thinking about probably 2030, but this opportunity's come up at 2026, so it was great to hear the Premier make that announcement yesterday and really pump up the opportunities for regional Victoria to be very heavily involved in the Commonwealth Games. That's not all over the line yet, but a lot of work to do to get that ready, but we think we've got some great opportunities here in Bendigo with like a tennis centre that can host international events. Clearly, the stadium can host basketball, volleyball, netball. We've got international hockey fields in Bendigo. We've got a table tennis centre, obviously road cycling. There's lots of things that could happen in our region. So we'll be talking to, we've got a meeting with regional cities today, so we'll be talking at a high level about that and then getting our skates on and trying to promote opportunities for our region as best we possibly can.
I guess, too, the other benefit of something like this, if it does come off, is the fact that, as you said, we do have a number of fantastic facilities in the city. But at the same time, you would expect that where any help could be had, the government will be obviously tipping in a bit of dough as well. So an opportunity just to continually improve the infrastructure and not necessarily on your bottom line, Craig.
Absolutely, Robert. That's one of the huge opportunities that we've got, is to seek some further investment by state and even federal government to build more facilities or add on to what we've got. And then this is obviously an international event, so it brings people from right around the world. Yeah. It's broadcast right around the world. And so the opportunity for promoting our region and our lifestyle and the great opportunities that we've got here is second to none. So we've got to grab this opportunity as best we possibly can.
Yeah. Now, music in the parks tomorrow night again, and I'm just having a look at the weather. Actually, I think it's looking all right.
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Taylor Sheridan tomorrow night, local artist, local musician at the Garden of the Future at White Hills. So from 6:20 p.m. free event. So welcome everyone to come along and enjoy the great evening of music entertainment.
Have they been well supported?
Yeah, they always are. There's obviously that's why we have them in summer. It's great evenings and what we're trying to do is promote local talent as best we possibly can. So very well supported. People sort of look forward to this every year, this little tour of music events. So, great program of whether it's movies in January or music in February, really well supported by the community. So that's why we keep doing it.
Yeah. Now, the extended hours, we heard this on our news recently too, the Hargraves Street multi-storey car park. That's obviously been well received.
Yeah, we trialled extended hours in there over the sort of Christmas, New Year, January period and monitored car movements in and out. So we've decided to permanently put those extensions in place, particularly on a Friday night, Saturday night and then Sundays. So Friday night open till 10 p.m. Saturday night 10 p.m. Sundays from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. So, and it's free on those times of day. So really just encouraging people to come in, park, know where their car is, obviously in a off street environment, and shop or go out for dinner, enjoy themselves at that time of the evening. So,
yeah,
makes sense, Robert. Yeah. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it certainly does. And finally, I being a Murray Bridge High School dropout, I am very, very cultured, and I see another big cycling event, mate, this Dick Wagner's Ring Cycle. That sounds like a good event.
Oh, dear. This is an opera event, Robbo.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, this show's a bloody soap opera sometimes, so what do you say? No, Wagner's Ring Cycle. I mean, it is very exciting to have that in town. This is a big deal.
This is one of the biggest operas anyone will ever see. It's based around the Lord of the Rings series. It's four different operas over four nights that go for about 4 hours each. So it's you book in and you're in for a ride here. This is world class. This is our best opera singers in Australia, musicians, creatives, technicians, a huge cast and crew. They'll be here in March next year. It's a sought after event, this one. It's a 130-piece orchestra. There'll be, you know, again, a great facility. So they've chosen to come to Bendigo and host this event. I think there'll be four of the four piece series,
right?
If that makes sense. Yeah. And there's a bit of a trial run happening on Sunday, February 27, which is the part two of the Ring Cycle, the Valkyrie, which will be performed at 2 p.m. at the Alumbra. So that's their opportunity to come and sort of make sure everything's going to work really well. Those tickets are on sale right now for that's Sunday, the 27th one. Tickets aren't on sale yet for the next year event, but this is a big, big, big announcement for Bendigo.
Yeah, no, it certainly is, that's for sure. And, yeah, we spoke to the director of the Melbourne Opera in relation to the event coming up on the 27th, and even that alone, you know, that's the great thing about it. You can, there's the four of them, but you can also see, you know, any one in sort of isolation,
yeah,
and
definitely.
they still make perfect sense. And, you know, it's just fantastic stuff, that's for sure.
Mm, unbelievable.
Yeah. Hey, Craig, as always, good to chat, mate. Thank you very much for that, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sure.
Good on you.
Yeah, will do. Thanks, Robbo.
All right,
have a good
day. Craig Neiman, CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo, on the Wake Up Call, Gold Centre Victoria.